Washington. America's skies turned turbulent on Sunday as more than 8,000 flights were delayed nationwide, with air traffic controller shortages worsening amid a federal government shutdown now stretching into its 26th day. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, faced staffing shortfalls at 22 air traffic control centers over the weekend, one of the highest numbers recorded since the shutdown began on October 1. By late Sunday night, flight tracking website FlightAware recorded over 8,000 delays across the country, which marks a sharp jump from about 5,300 on Saturday. Southwest Airlines led the disruptions, with nearly 2,000 flights, or 45% of its schedule, delayed. American Airlines reported 1,200 delayed flights, roughly a third of its total. United Airlines saw 739 delays, 24%, while Delta Airlines had 610 flights delayed, 17%. The ripple effects are being felt across major airports, leaving passengers stranded and causing chaos to their schedules. The FAA issued ground delay programs on Sunday for Chicago O'Hare, Washington's Reagan National, and Newark Liberty International airports. An earlier ground stop at Los Angeles International Airport was lifted later in the day. About 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 Transportation Security Administration officers are still working without pay as the political deadlock in Washington continues. Many have begun seeking second jobs to make ends meet. The FAA is already about 3,500 controllers short of its ideal staffing levels, forcing many to work six-day workweeks and mandatory overtime. The shutdown, now nearing 4 weeks, stems from a budget impasse between the White House and Congress. Republicans have pushed for a temporary funding bill with no conditions, while Democrats accuse President Donald Trump's administration of stonewalling negotiations over healthcare subsidies set to expire soon. Air travel delays are being closely watched as a barometer of public frustration. The situation recalls the 35-day shutdown in 2019, when unpaid air traffic controllers and TSA staff absences forced the FAA to slow air traffic around New York and Washington.